If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
A city slicker.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the town people call him?
Mountain Hoosier.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You might say, the man got awfully...
mad.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
The principal at school sent a child home because the child was bad. The nurse at school sent a child home because the child...
was sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, we say he feels sick. Well,
sick in the stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
We do serenade people like that.
Okay. And what's a serenade like?
Well, you take a lot of guns, no buckets, bells, and you slip to the house after night about the time they're well in bed. And start shooting, slamming old buckets, and raising sand.
Well, when you all got married, did people serenade you?
Yes, they did. And then they take the man out and put him on a fence rail. That's like we was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And two men carry the rail, and he sits astraddle of that, and they carry him all around.
For goodness sake, well, now that's interesting.
And they take the girl in and put her in a wheelbar or a wash tub. And the girls carry her off and shake her up pretty well.
Yeah, both barefooted.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Back to
the house,
won't
you? Now they carry them off and make
them walk
back.
That sounds like fun, unless you're the bride and the groom.
It's fun that way, too.
Yeah,
you
I
enjoy
guess it.
It
is. What do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might save a child. You better behave, or the what'll get you.
The booger will get you.
Okay. Well, now, is the booger the same thing as the devil, or is the booger something else?
The booger would be a lot of different things. Anything scary.
Okay. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
Tote.
What do you call a creature that has a hard shell and it lives in the water?
Mud turtle.
And what would you call the same thing that lives on land?
It wouldn't be exactly the same thing. Their shells are different. It would be a terrapin.
Well, now how are the other, you mean they're different in the color, or how are they different, the turtles and the terrapins?
A terrapin is a rounder, more compact than a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
A turtle lays more flat like that.
Well, I saw about 15 somethings when I was coming over here from
in the road.
Yeah,
that's terrapin.
Those are terrapins.
Yeah, that's
okay,
terrapin.
Fine. They really are all over the place. I never seen
so
many in my whole life.
And they are.
Hi
there. These terrapins is bad about breaking up bird nests and thing, and eating up your tomatoes and things like that in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually a nuisance.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Chitlins.
And can the insides of other animals be eaten?
I believe the tripe, which would be the same in a beef.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Breast.
What do you call something that a person gets into to go fishing, might row himself across
a boat?
Okay.